From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Classes resumed today at Red Lake High School in northern Minnesota, 3 weeks after a shooting rampage left 10 dead. Student Jeff Weiss shot and killed a security guard, a teacher, and 5 students at the school before killing himself. That was after he'd killed his grandfather and his grandfather's companion. Yesterday, tribal elders from the Red Lake Indian Reservation led a healing ceremony at the high school. We're joined now by Red Lake High School's principal, Chris Dunshee. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Melissa.
And when we spoke with you last month, just a few days after the shootings, you talked about being on remote control. Those were your words at the time. I'm curious if you're feeling any different now that classes have resumed.
Well, now the classes are resumed, we're starting to feel a little bit more like normal again. And so that's a nice feeling to have the kids back.
How many students did come back today?
Well, we only had about 90 actually in attendance today. 90 was approximately almost a third of our kids. That was a good start.
You already had a security system in place at the school. You had metal detectors. You had unarmed security guards. What's different now?
We still have the metal detector and our cameras. We do have a presence of armed law enforcement officers now at the school in addition to our security.
Armed officers now?
Yes.
When you've talked to the students who did come back to class today, and the teachers as well, what do they express to you about being back in that building and their memories of what happened there?
Well, there, of course, was some apprehension as they came in. But the more, I think, they were in the building and the more they were around their friends and around their teachers, you could see that apprehension lessen.
We mentioned the healing ceremony that was held yesterday at Red Lake High School. I was struck by the fact that it was 2 students who were wounded in the shooting who said they wanted to lead the students back into school for that.
That's right. About a week after the shooting, they said, we'd like to be able to lead the kids back in when we go back into the school. And I said, you know what, you got it, guys. And I just thought that was such a sign of courage on their part. And it just went a long, long way to show the rest of the kids that, hey, if they can do it, we can do it too. You know, our school mascot is the warrior. These kids that showed up today are living up to that warrior image. They were all a Get Your Dog warriors today and showed a lot of courage.
There does still seem to be a cloud, many clouds, but one in particular hanging over this. Last week there was a threat of a gun at the school that postponed the healing ceremony and the resumption of classes. The investigation continues. Are there reports that students are still being questioned, maybe subpoenaed to appear before a grand jury? Do you think about that? And are students concerned that there may have been some broader conspiracy that's still being uncovered here?
I think that's always a concern in the community. I'm certainly glad that law enforcement officials are doing everything in their power to ensure that when this investigation is completed, they've left no stone unturned, and that we will indeed have a safe school to come back to.
You know, after these shootings took place, a lot came out very quickly about Jeff Weiss, drawings that he'd made, disturbing drawings, postings on the Internet that foreshadowed what he eventually did. I'm wondering whether you have thought about and talked about there at the school an increased level of surveillance that you think is necessary, more vigilance to possible threats like this.
Well, I think we always were fairly vigilant on this type of thing. Jeff wasn't going to school at the time. He was on homebound, and part of the reason he was on homebound was because of some of the issues that eventually came to light here. Of course, we're going to be extremely vigilant, and right now all of our computers are still in the hands of law enforcement agency, and also computer use policies will be stringently enforced in the future. So hopefully, yes, that we will get a little better handle on that.
You mentioned when we began speaking about things beginning to get somewhere close to normal, although I'm not sure what normal would be in a situation like this. How would you define what that moment will feel like for you when things seem to be back on course?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. I'm not sure we're ever going to feel normal again. There was pre-March 21st, and now there's post-March 21st, and it's certainly a line of delineation there. And I'm not sure we'll ever feel completely normal again.
Chris Dunchy, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thanks again, Melissa, and it's good talking to you again.
Chris Dunchy is principal of Red Lake High School in Red Lake, Minnesota.